The following program on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM is sponsored and paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tauble, Marketing Specialist, and Mike Rozek, CEO and President of the First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to learning more about First Alliance Credit Union and credit unions in general.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start with a simple question. What is a credit union?
Sure. So I can answer that. A credit union is a not-for-profit financial cooperative that is based on the mission, and we talked about this a little bit last week, of people helping people. And that's really the sum of it. There's not a lot of difference when it comes to the products and services that you'll get between a credit union or a bank. We all kind of offer the same things, but it's really kind of our core mission that kind of defines us differently. And I think Mike, you could probably speak to that really well.
Elaborate on, okay.
Absolutely.
A bank is here, a credit union is here. What's the difference between the two of them?
Well, I'll start off with a similarity is that we're both insured by the federal government. In the credit union's case, it's the National Credit Union Administration, and in the banks, it's the FDIC. As Jenna mentioned, we both offer similar products and services, but where the differences lie, and there's some key differences, as we've been talking about, credit unions are not-for-profit cooperative financial cooperatives, while the banks are for-profit financial businesses that have stockholders that demand earnings and high profits. And so with that not-for-profit financial cooperative, credit unions were granted a tax exemption by Congress back in the early 30s by the National Credit Union Act. I believe it was 1934. So banks, again, are taxed on their profits. Credit unions return them back into earnings or into capital. So we generally return those in the form of, we'll talk about the benefits in a minute, but it's usually better interest rates and lower fees for our members. And credit unions have member owners, as we talked about, because it is a financial cooperative, versus stockholders that I mentioned earlier in a bank. You're a member versus a customer. You're a person, not an account number in the credit union. And even today, there's still a common bond. As I had talked about previously, you live, work, worship in some, common element there, or in some cases, you have family members, and so if you have a family member that's already a member, you can join, or you live in a certain area or whatever, community bond. And there's still, there's still work bonds, there's still, schools, things like that, churches that still have, credit union membership. But again, it's very dispersed, and so there's many different ways that you can belong to a credit union. There's really a credit union for everybody in the U.S., depending on, where you live.
Okay, so in First Alliance Credit Union's case, you're local.
I mean, that's correct.
Rochester is its home, always has been its home, and now you've expanded out to the surrounding counties, which I think they now call it the metropolitan area for much of it. Is that unique to First Alliance, or is that common that they're local?
It's fairly common in these days. It just has a lot. We've seen a lot of community charters over probably the last 25 or 30 years. While there's those common bonds of smaller entities still is pretty prevalent, but you've seen an expansion of that over the past three decades or so. So it's pretty common to see that.
Well, I imagine that's a big plus for the organization.
It really is. And one of the things, too, one of the reasons we see that is because in the financial services industry, both banks and credit unions over the past 30 years, that same time period, have seen a tremendous consolidation in the number of institutions. There's roughly, even 20 years ago, there was probably roughly 15,000 community banks, or just banks in general, and roughly the same in credit unions. And today, there's roughly 5,500, both 5,500 credit unions and roughly that same number of banks. And so a tremendous amount of consolidation in the industry.
As a person who's been in the credit union industry for quite a while, you mentioned the nonprofit nature of it. How I imagine it's a huge difference in the way you operate the credit union compared to the way the bank across the street might operate, as far as you know, the day-to-day functioning and even long-range planning.
It, you know, there's a lot of similarities, but you're right. There's a lot of, you know, there's some key differences, and you know, we touched on it earlier, just the structure of the nature of us. So, you know, that enables us to, instead of maybe charging a little bit higher rate on a loan or lower rate on a savings account or higher fees, that allows us to, that sort of perpetuates the model. In fact, giving back to the members, so we're not taxed. So if in some circles that would love to see us taxed on our profits, that's really an indirect tax on the members, because right, then, again, that would essentially force us to, you know, buckle down and you know, charge higher interest rates just in general, and lower interest rates on savings and maybe higher fees. And so that kind of would defeat our whole purpose of being a credit union, of people helping people. So.
And I imagine it also gives you a little more capability to take care of those education programs we talked about on the previous mm-hmm. show about financial literacy.
It does. And also, you know, in terms of our everyday operations, I mean, one of the differences, you know, that we just talked about, but even more so, you know, as a credit union member, you get to vote for the board of directors at an annual meeting every year. Depending on, you know, they're generally staggered terms. We happen to have 7 directors, but as a member, you have the ability to vote for them, or even if you want to run for the board of directors, as long as you're 18 years old and you have some mathematical skills, you're eligible to run for the board. So again, then it gives you so with that, you essentially give the directors the ability, you elect them, and on their behalf, they will, of course, try to make sure that you have a fair dividend return on your savings accounts. There's local decision-making on the loans and all of those things. It's not going to some place far off and a decision and 3 different levels. It's right there, and you know, there's some pretty quick turnaround on that. You have access to the largest fee-free ATM network in the country. I mean, we have, you know, you see some of the large banks that have, you know, networks from coast to coast. We have, you know, in our network, we have just as many, if not more, fee-free ATMs, you know, for those members and members of other credit unions as well. And, you know, we talked about, again, one of the differences. I mean, we certainly see this in some of our banking brethren, but it's member and it's community focused. I mean, certainly they have customers, and, you know, there's some community based banks that are very, you know, that are sure, some good institutions, but that's one of the key differences, you know, that we talked about earlier. And also, another thing that is a little bit unique to credit unions is in some, credit unions, they allow shared branching. So, there aren't too many in this area, but for example, if you were a member of Credit Union A in Minnesota, you could go to Credit Union B in California, and if they're a shared branch network, you could do a transaction.
Oh, okay.
I mean, simple transactions like,
right,
you know, making withdrawals, in some cases making payments. You know, those are some of the common ones that you can do, but again, in addition to the ATM network. So, again, there's definite benefits of being a First Alliance member and being a credit union member versus, you know, the being a bank customer.
This is all born out of the Great Depression.
started way back then.
The idea of cooperating.
Actually, that's when credit unions were formed, but the founders of the first credit unions took the idea actually from going back to the 1800s in Germany. There were some financial and other types of cooperatives that were very successful, and they borrowed that idea. But the first credit union was actually founded, I believe, in 1909 in New England, I think in New Hampshire somewhere. It's called St. Mary's Bank, believe it or not. But it was a credit union. It was actually a credit union. But right. So, again, the idea, which is very, very, great business model, is still that same premise with modern touches, obviously, and much more laws, much more regulation, and but again, much more of the technology that allows the convenience and the security to all members. So it's a great story, actually.
We'll talk more about that story. Mike Rozek and Jenna Taubel from the First Alliance Credit Union with us today for Good Money Moves. And we'll be back on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell. Joined today, Mike Rozek, CEO, President of First Alliance Credit Union in Rochester, and Jenna Taubel, Marketing Specialist. And we've been learning a lot more about credit unions and the history of credit unions today. And maybe what we need to cover is what services are credit unions capable of offering or allowed to offer by regulation? Obviously, we talked your checking accounts and banking, like or savings accounts.
Sure.
What else could I expect if I were to become a customer of a credit union?
Sure.
Your credit union specifically.
Sure. Well, first of all, you wouldn't be a customer. You would be a member of the credit union. Which is actually a key difference. You'll learn.
Absolutely.
But as far as products and services, there really is no limitation on what we can offer compared to a bank. We, especially here at First Alliance, we have checking accounts, savings accounts, money markets, CDs. We do mortgages. We do small business accounts and lending. I can't think of anything that we don't offer that a bank doesn't. You can get everything with us that you could at a bank or another credit union. And another key area where we really focus in on is the ability to manage your finances digitally. So we offer a full suite of digital products that can help you manage too. So we've got online banking, mobile app. We've got, if you've ever heard of the Discover Cards Freeze It feature that they have, we've got an app that does that too. We give you your free credit score inside our online and mobile banking. We have a call center that can handle any question you have at any time of day. We have live chat on our website. We have everything you could possibly need to do your banking.
Wow.
Yeah.
For local credit union to offer those expansive options, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're very proud of being able to kind of stay ahead of the curve on a lot of that stuff, because it is changing all the time, but we're very focused on making sure that our members are able to easily and quickly, conveniently manage their finances in whatever way is most effective for them to do it.
And you mentioned managing, and mm-hmm. that ties back into the financial literacy
Correct.
Component of what we talked about the last program, because if you don't know what's going on with your money, it's pretty easy to make the mistakes that are going to end up costing you in the long run. That's
yeah,
for sure.
It really is. I mean, one of the key ways that, and this is just a free tip for the week, one of the key ways that you can really stay on top of your finances is just checking your balance every day. And that's, with our app at least, it's as easy as just putting your thumbprint on your little device and it'll pop right up for you. So it's easy. I mean,
not like the old days where you had to write down your check number and the amount you wrote it for and subtract it from your balance if you were actually staying on top of it. And how many people actually did that?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's 3 p.m. or 3 a.m. or, wherever you are, you've got that mobile device and, you can be up to date you know, what your balances are and all those things. Any whatever is convenient for you, and as opposed to the old days when it was pretty much when the institutions were open during the regular business hours during the day. So,
and you mentioned loans.
Yeah.
So my car loan.
Car loans, personal loans, debt consolidation, mortgages. We actually do manufactured home loan lending. We are one of the only lenders in the area that will provide that. It's a big deal for us to be able to offer that.
Our friends at the Rochester Area Foundation, we just were talking with them recently about how the mobile home or the manufactured home is going to make a resurgence and is going to be part of the solution to our affordable housing needs in this community.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so that's interesting.
And we've actually partnered with the Rochester Area Foundation on that very subject and working with them and, you know, putting together some financing for some folks that, you know, qualify to fit into their program. So we're partnering with them on, it's approximately 20 homes, I believe, but overall, I mean, once it gets totally going from start to finish. So we're very, very proud of that. And you mentioned affordable housing, and, you know, this fits right in with a niche, as Jenna was saying, is that we're one of the very few lenders in the area, or even the, you know, three-state region that actually finance manufactured homes. And as I'm sure, you know, we've heard over the, you know, past years in Rochester, one of the conundrums is affordable housing and all of the influx that we'll have with DMC and the new residents. You know, sometimes it's like, where are they going to afford to live? And this is a great alternative to that. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very proud that we are able to offer that as well and partner with such, you know, great folks as the Rochester Area Foundation.
I know as well, part of one component of that problem in the community is a lot of the folks in need of that affordable housing might have a, you know, a nick against their credit. And you mentioned in the last program how you work with folks to learn how to manage their money and do the steps that they need to do in order to make it to that magical 700 number where things can happen.
Yeah. It all works together.
Well, we're going to take another break already. And when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the misconceptions about credit unions and membership in credit unions with Jenna Taubel and Mike Rozek from First Alliance Credit Union in Rochester. It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell, and I'm with Jenna Taubel and Mike Rozek from the First Alliance Credit Union in Rochester. Mike, the CEO and president, and Jenna, the marketing specialist. We've been talking about credit unions and what credit unions offer. And we kind of finished out the last part of the program talking about your partnership with the Rochester Area Foundation on affordable housing. And that's something you were telling me off the air that is an advantage as operating as a credit union.
Absolutely. Again, we, you know, one of the things, being the not-for-profit organization that we are, one of the ways that we leverage things and get things done is we, you know, partner with certain, you know, whether it's not-for-profits or just for-profit companies, depending on what the need is. But certainly, you know, Rochester Area Foundation has been around for, you know, 70-plus years, 75 years in the community. And one of the things, you know, one of their missions that they work on is affordable housing. And it's very important to us as well. You know, and it's a big, big issue. And so, therefore, sometimes you have to combine forces. And, you know, that's one of the areas that, you know, we talked about earlier or in past segments about some of the things we do in the community and partnering with them or providing, you know, services or donations to the community. And this is just another way of, you know, for us to make a difference in our community with the problem that we have of affordable housing and partnering with Rochester Area Foundation on that.
I imagine you mentioned previous program Pausing Clause is one of your partners.
Absolutely, yes. it's just so much fun to, you know, again, the organization is very, very appreciative of us supporting them and their mission and the you know, animals. And I just love going in there, but it's like I want to take every one of them home, dogs and cats. And you know, that might be a problem and frowned upon in the Rosic establishment if I did such. But again, that's another one, absolutely. And so it just, again, is a great, you know, gives me and our team the great satisfaction of, at the end of the day, making a difference not only for our members but for our community. So,
all right, part of the education component of this program is learning about credit unions today. And one thing we haven't talked about are some of the misconceptions of credit unions or about credit unions. What are some of the major misconceptions?
Sure. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. Myth number one, I can't join a credit union. That is the truth, is totally different. There is a credit union for everyone, whether it's, you know, in our area, we'd love to have you join First Alliance Credit Union. If you live, work, and worship in a, you know, five-county area, Olmsted, Goodhue, Winona, Wabasha, and Dodge counties.
That alone makes me eligible to sign up.
That is, there you go. That's one
and
of
depositing
them.
$5. That's all
and
it
depositing,
takes.
Yes,
two things.
Your membership. So, and again, there's other fine credit unions in the area, depending upon what their criteria is. Certainly Mayo is a big one, and then we have several others in the area or the surrounding area. But and Jenna will talk a little bit later on where you can find these. You know, I mean, obviously we love to have it stop at First Alliance, but you know, we as credit unions, that's one of the other unique things about our industry, is that we are all collaborators. In other words, we help others, you know, regardless of size or, you know, we still sometimes compete for the same membership. But at the end of the day, it's all about our credit union industry and, you know, continuing and helping, you know, keep that mission alive. There are, as I said, roughly 5,500 credit unions, and our total assets is about $1.5 trillion. But when you look at that, we have 7% of the total banking assets in the industry or in the country, and the banks have 93%. And three or four of the largest banks are larger than the entire 5,500 credit unions put together. So that said, that's one of the other unique aspects of what we do, is we collaborate, you know, for the benefit of our roughly 115 million members coast to coast. So it's like one large credit union with a ton of different locations. But in the end, I mean, we act independently, but we also act together too. So
how about my ability to access my money?
That
I've
is
heard
another
before
one
that
that
could be hard.
You know, again, it's, yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, well, you know, the myth might be, well, you know, the ATM is in the company cafeteria, and that's locked up during the, you know, during non-business hours. But again, you can access your money anywhere, anytime with the credit union. And, you know, Jenna's mentioned it earlier, but again, you know, with our online phone app or online banking or our mobile app, that you can access your money anytime, anywhere. In the country, almost anywhere in the world for that matter. So you'll always have access to it. So again, it's taking technology and leveraging that in the, you know, 21st century. So that's a old myth that, you know, we've certainly totally, I think, for the most part, destroyed. And, you know, we're too small to help anybody. That's another myth. And
the previous show, you shared with us how large your assets are. Sure. Already for First Alliance Credit Union. I was amazed.
Sure. We're $200 million in assets, and that's, you know, as credit unions go, that's a pretty decent size, you know, contrasting that with some of, and we're pretty similar in size to a lot of other community banks, and so comparing us to, but certainly we have the bandwidth to help, you know, probably, you know, a good 99% of the population in terms of their needs and, you know, whether they're, you know, certainly whatever level of financial wealth they have or don't have. I mean, we can certainly accommodate them. We certainly have the bandwidth for that.
We only have about a minute left to discuss one of the key things that you hear it all the time, that all the credit unions are for those who are probably a little less fortunate financially.
And, you know, as we've been talking about, we certainly do have a big niche in helping those that are financially struggling. But at the same time, we help everyone, regardless of what your, credit rating may be, or, you know, your, financial needs or savings needs. We help everybody. We have that ability to do that, our structure to do it. And, you know, the financial literacy and the education to help all that come. So we're here for everybody.
And if I wanted to learn more about signing up, I know $5 to open an account.
Yeah.
I got that part of it.
Oh, good. I'm glad you repeated that for everyone.
That's all about $5.
Yeah, $5. That's it. But if you're interested in learning more about credit unions in general, there's two really good websites that I'm going to direct you to. So one is called yourmoneyfurther.com, and that kind of actually talks a little bit more about some of those myths and kind of misconceptions that Mike was just talking about, and kind of dispels those a little bit more. And it's a very visually appealing website. You'll really like playing with it. And the other one I would direct you to is mycreditunion.gov. And that just goes into a lot more detail about the structure and the benefits of joining a credit union, and is a little bit more text heavy. But they're both very good websites to check out if you're interested in learning more about credit unions. Otherwise, the First Alliance blog is an awesome place to learn about First Alliance in general or credit unions as an industry. We write a lot about those topics as well. And of course, firstalliancecu.com, our website.
Yeah, you have a very nice website.
Thank you.
Very nice. And, of course, we'll continue this discussion about credit unions and financial literacy and the education aspects of what goes on at First Alliance Credit Union next week.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Jenna Tobel and Mike Rose from First Alliance Credit Union, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
I'm sure we'll talk again soon. This is Good Money Moves, and we'll be back next Saturday. And if you want to listen anytime, be sure to go to KROCnews.com. And just click on the trending bar on local podcasts. News Talk 1340, KROC AM 96.9 FM.